This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives is due to try to advance steep spending cuts this week that stand no chance of becoming law and could force a partial shutdown of the U.S. government by next Sunday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sought to avoid that scenario when he hammered out a spending agreement with Democratic President Joe Biden this spring, but some members of his own party have threatened to depose him if he does not support steeper cuts that are sure to be rejected by the Democratic-controlled Senate. One person was injured, and infrastructure near the Ukrainian port of Odessa was damaged as a result of a Russian drone and missile strike. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Local authorities also said the attack damaged port infrastructure, a grain silo, and an empty building that used to be a hotel. At the former hotel building, firefighters worked overnight, trying to extinguish the blaze. Russia has continuously targeted port and grain storage facilities in Odessa since pulling out of a deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports to countries facing the threat of hunger. The attacks have destroyed silos, warehouses, oil terminals, and other infrastructure critical for storage and shipping. I'm Karen Chamas.
Residents prepared to return to the sites of their homes demolished in Maui wildfires 7 weeks ago. Governor of the U.S. state of Hawaii, Josh Green, says medical examiners have been able to identify most, but not all, of the people who died in the wildfire in the city of Lahaina.
As of now, we still are at 97 fatalities. 89 people have been identified, and we have 15 outstanding investigations. So we're getting closer to knowing the full scope of our loss.
And Monday is Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year for those who practice Judaism. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit striking auto workers in a show of support following their expansion to 38 locations in 20 states. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UAW workers in Bellevue, Michigan.
UAW
walked off the job Friday as part of the strike expansion against GM and Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, but not Ford because the company met some union demands. President Biden visits Michigan Tuesday, tweeting to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. Also in Michigan Wednesday, former President Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination, he'll be giving a speech to auto workers instead of taking part in the GOP debate. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Biden administration is announcing money for projects aimed at boosting railway safety and capacity. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some 70 projects in 35 states and here in Washington will get $1.4 billion. That'll help upgrade tracks and speed bridge repairs, among other things. The awards include money for restoring passenger service to parts of the Gulf Coast for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. Rail safety has become a big concern after February's derailment of a train carrying hazardous chemicals in Ohio. Still, a proposed rail safety reform package has stalled in the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's torture methods in parts of Ukraine it occupied have been so brutal that it tortured some of its victims to death, the head of a UN-mandated investigative body said Monday. The chairman of the Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva that his team had, quote, collected further evidence indicating that the use of torture by Russian armed forces in areas under their control has been widespread and systematic. Kosovar police units and armored vehicles moved in to secure and search a village in North Kosovo on Monday, a day after four people were killed in a shootout there between police and ethnic Serb gunmen in the Restiv region. The gunmen stormed the village of Bankša on Sunday, battling police and barricading themselves into a Serbian Orthodox monastery. Police retook the monastery late on Sunday after three attackers and one police officer were killed. And the United States Space Force has had internal discussions about setting up a hotline with China to prevent crises in space, a U.S. commander general told Reuters on Monday. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.